St. Julius of Akvas is known as the writer of the biography of the martyrs. He was born in the 3rd century in Akvas, Benusweif, Egypt, but moved to Alexandria during the persecution that was incited by Emperor Diocletian and his comrades against the Copts of Egypt for their devotion to their faith in the Lord Christ, and their disobedience to the orders of the emperor to worship the idols. The Lord Christ appointed Julius to care for the bodies of the holy martyrs, shroud them, and send them to their hometown. At first, he ministered to the holy martyrs by himself. However, due to the level of persecution, he appointed 300 young men for this purpose. Because Julius was rich, he supplied the men with funds and delegated them to travel to different parts of the country. They wrote the biographies of the martyrs, shrouded them, and buried them. When St. Julius's time came to depart this world, the Lord commanded him to go to the governor of Semenut and to confess the Lord Christ. St. Julius went, and the governor severely tortured him, but the Lord strengthened him. When the governor ordered him to worship idols, the saint prayed, and the earth was opened and swallowed up the 70 idols and the 40 priests who were serving them. When the governor witnessed the destruction of his idols and their priests, he believed in the Lord Christ. Then the governor went with St. Julius to the governor of Athribis, who tortured them for their faith. Athribis held a great feast for the idols. St. Julius prayed, and the Lord sent his angel, who cut the heads of the idols, blackened their faces with ashes, and burnt up all the palms. The governor of Athribis and a large number of people believed in the Lord Christ that day. St. Julius and his two sons, Dedros and Unias, his companions, the governors of Semenut and Athribis, and around 1,500 people were martyred and received the crowns of martyrdom. The church celebrates the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. Julius on October 2nd, the 22nd day of the Coptic month of Tut. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen.